You're listening to KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. It's said of a lot of lawyers and politicians that there's more than a bit of performer in them, but not many do that performing outside of a courtroom or without a podium in front of them. Former Arizona Attorney General Grant Woods, who's now in private practice, took his love of performing and music to writing songs, which has led to a new album titled The Project. It includes musicians closely associated with Arizona. Grant Woods joins me in studio. Good morning, Grant.
How you doing?
Good. So at what point did the songwriting become a reality for you when you decided, I really want to put my mind to this?
Well, I've been into, I've been doing a lot of writing, I guess, over the last 10 years or so, but songwriters and songwriting has been an important part of my life, since the college in the 70s, when singer-songwriters were kind of at their forefront. As far as me actually doing it myself, that was really more in the last 10 years or so when I started getting into that and trying to do it on my own. And it just kind of took off and turned into this project. I think the reason is because we decided just to do an all Arizona effort to try to do a couple things. One, put a positive light on Arizona from some of the people you were just discussing who, like the sheriff, who give us a negative image, I think, around the country. That's really not our reality. We're not a bunch of bigots or racist. It's a very open community, I think. We wouldn't live here if it was like that redneck image. So we just took a lot of the artists and musicians who have continued on a great legacy of great music from Arizona, and we kind of put all this together, and it's been very exciting. And we're doing it to benefit the arts in Arizona, and in particular the Arizona School for the Arts.
Have you considered yourself to be a good writer in other aspects of your life, whether it was legal writing, fiction writing, et cetera?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's been... That was my big dilemma coming out of college. Was I going to go to law school or try to make it as a writer? And I took the easy way out and went to law school. And I kind of had it in my head I would try to do both. And that's, you know, that proved difficult until, you know, the last few years, where I'm trying to focus a lot on writing now just because I love it. And I've done the other things. I like practicing law, and the clients I represent, I can really get excited and go full speed behind them. Mm-hmm. Politics, I'm less and less interested in. It's become more and more dysfunctional. And I think for me, it's more fun, more interesting, and maybe ultimately more impactful to deal in the arts rather than in government.
Well, is it more fulfilling for you as a human being in the sense that, I mean, you've been so actively involved. People know you as AG. They know you involved in all sorts of campaigns, Saw you in commercials in the last campaign. But there is that feeling that in order to be good at politics and to be good at the law, frankly, mm-hmm. you've got to get down and dirty at times. Mm-hmm. And so you're probably at the end of the day thinking, glad that I did a lot of those things, but I also maybe feel like I need to take a shower. When
exactly.
you're in the arts, maybe not so much.
No, that's exactly right. It's my experience dealing with... look at these artists, the Francine Reeds and Nils Lofgren and Scotty Johnson from the Gin Blossoms and Blaine Long, Michael Nitro, all these people that put their heart and soul into this record. I would just tell you, it was 100% positive.
Yeah.
We were all pulling for each other. We're all trying to do something creative and to do something positive as opposed to litigation, which is very negative, or politics, which is the worst.
Let's hear from Lawrence Zubia, who from Pistoleros, who's the lead singer on one of your tracks. Let's hear a little bit of that.
In Sayurita on a sunny day, surfers line up to catch a wave. People sell you what you need to eat. Dogs and kids just roam the streets. No one cares where you come from.
Boy, and that hearing that voice, people who've lived here for a long time. In fact, we had the Pistoleros in not long ago here in the studio talk about various things. And so you deal with someone like that. When you hear your words with that voice, what does that feel like?
That's exciting, you know. I wish I was in the car now. I get heard on the radio. One of the stations played that song yesterday morning on the radio, and I did happen to catch it. And, yeah, that's fantastic. Lawrence Zubia and his brother are just... and they're good examples of some of the great music that's come out of Arizona. And that's another thing we want to do, is show the world that, you know, the arts are alive in Arizona, they're important in Arizona, and we have a rich tradition of music here. Look at all the great people that have come out of here, and the music that's still coming out of Arizona. And yeah, I love Lawrence's voice. He killed it on that song.
I think a lot of people are excited, too, that you really, it's not just that you used musicians from here, you used musicians that, you know, I mean, yes, hit it big in a sense, but not hit it on the huge national stage. And I think that's exciting, too, for people.
It is. They all ought to be, and I'm serious about this, they all have just amazing talents. And they've all had great success in their lives in one way or the other. But they're, other than Nils Lofgren, who, you know, with the E Street Band and Crazy Horse and Ringo Starr, I mean, he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Other than Nils, I would say they haven't achieved, you know, national or worldwide fame. So if we could shine a little light on them, that's great. That's exciting. Yeah, that's one of the things I hope we get out of this as well.
And since you mentioned Nils Lofgren and Francine Reed earlier, let's hear a little bit of that song.
She closed her eyes and tried to pray, but never knew just what to say. Did she do those things she did, and have those secret thoughts she hid? Please help me, God, to get these doubts out of my head.
That song, Even Jesus Wept, yeah.
Even Jesus Wept, and you know, Nils does the second verse there, and then they finish up together, and also Nils plays guitar on that, which is very exciting as well. And you know, as to performing, which you mentioned, there's I really have no interest in that. I just don't. I guess I could do it. I don't know how great it would be, but it certainly wouldn't. Why would I want to do that? Why would I want to play? They asked me that. Nils in particular wanted me to play guitar on that track, just because, you know, for fun. And I thought, are you serious? Why? I mean, with Al Ortiz, you know, Stevie Nicks bass player, and Nils and Scotty Johnson, I'm going to play the guitar? That makes no sense. Or sing with Francine Reed? I don't think so.
Well, right. It sounds like, I mean, you made a legitimate album here, and you're dealing with musicians, and you wrote the songs, which in a lot of ways it doesn't sound like a vanity project, because you let great musicians play their music.
Yeah, I didn't even want my, it's called Grant Woods the Project only because it had to have something on there, and believe me, I fought that all the way. I didn't want to do that either. It's a thrill for me to have these people sing and play my songs. That's fantastic.
Yeah, Grant, final thought. Was it because, I mean, again, for those of us in this circle who are political junkies, you're very well known.
Yeah.
Did these folks all know who you were when you folks called?
No, not necessarily. A couple, but kind of where it took off, Michael Nitro came in the middle of the night, apparently. I wasn't around, like 1 in the morning or something, and sang right out the storm. And he said, hey, I want to know who wrote this. I want to be in his band. And then later they told him that I wanted to meet him, and he thought he'd done something wrong, I guess, you know, so he was afraid. No, most of them probably didn't know who I was, and if they did, they didn't care, and that's how I like it.
Former Attorney General Grant Woods, his new CD with songs written by him and performed by some of the great Arizona musicians is called The Project. Grant, thanks for coming in.
All right, thanks for having me.